fun. You know, it is that time of year. I love roadside stands, the pumpkins and everything. We're in round two of pumpkins now. The first ones we carved, well, they turned dark and ugly and collapsed upon themselves. My next guest is a master artiste when it comes to pumpkin carving and eating pumpkin pie. Nobody doubles up on Ron Rademacher, adventurer, storyteller, pumpkin pie eating connoisseur. There he is, everybody. Wipe the whipped cream off your nose there, Ron. Come on.
And off my chin, white whipped cream everywhere.
Attaboy. And I love pumpkin pie. I do. I love pumpkin pie. I do.
Yeah, this is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, by the way.
It is.
It is, yeah. So if you want to, you can make a nice pumpkin cheesecake for Ivy later on and put a little whipped cream anywhere you want to.
There you go. I like it. Very nice. Very well done.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm a little confused about one thing, though. I know that
just
you
one?
Are all into this interweb thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I need some advice. I was off the grid, believe it or not. And we were out on the Fiborn cars, came in, and of course, when you've been off the grid for a couple of days, you want to head to the nearest oasis.
Yeah.
And some buddies of mine were there, and they said to me that I needed to start Zooming. And I don't know what this Zoom thing is. They're telling me that, yeah, they don't care about your shortcomings. And with me, you know, I mean, I've got to be in the 99th percentile with shortcomings. They said there's this guy from New York named Jeff.
Uh-huh.
And he was Zooming and showing all of his shortcomings. He's getting all kinds of publicity.
He is, yeah.
I need
you know, in the summer,
here, maybe you can bring me up to speed on what I'm supposed to do next there.
Well, you know, in the summer, I used to go tubing. That's a really bad idea going
tubing.
Forward. I'm just saying.
I should Google Zoom tube,
yeah.
And I'll get it.
YouTubing. Don't be YouTubing the way, you know. Yeah.
All right. So good. I'm glad you brought me up to speed on that, yeah.
All right, there you go.
So pumpkins, cheesecake, you're going to need some pumpkins.
Well, yeah.
Make pumpkin pie, carve, you know, jack-o'-lanterns. And apparently you can do this on Zoom, too. I didn't know that as well, but you can apparently have fun with pumpkins on Zoom.
Sure. We've already been carving out there. I love it, by the way.
Yeah, so if you're up north... where it's raining these days. But if you're up north and you need some pumpkins, I would go to Onaway and go to the M211 Mercantile Company, also known as the Purple Store. Now, you might have missed it when you were up there because you were at the Jolly Roger Saloon, the friendliest tavern in the north. But if you need pumpkins, they've still got some, but you're going to have to hurry because the deer are eating the pumpkins.
Well, they do that. They like. I tried to grow pumpkins one time, and you know what? The deer ate them all.
The deer, and you know, Julie and Ken were telling me they've been lighting it up there at that store for years. They got you might like some of this homemade bread, scones, cookies, 50-plus craft beers. But I'm not sure on that because I've only tested 47 of them, and I want to be accurate. So I know they have 47. They say they have 50. But they had the pumpkins out in the field, and everything was fine. When they started cutting them, they brought them up into the parking lot around the store, and the deer come there to eat them. So they weren't eating them in the field. It was just in the store. And then, of course, they have a couple of people who had too much of the craft beer. They're running over the pumpkins. So if you need some pumpkins in any event, get on over there. They're only about 20 miles from Alpena, out by the Aquiac Falls and the Underground River.
All right. I love it. And I love, I do. I love this time. I had no idea, you know. So if you dump the pumpkins, don't sit over it with any sort of a weapon because that would be frowned upon by our friends in green.
Well, yeah. You can't make a plot, as they say. You can't put a heap somewhere. But if you put them in your parking lot, you're allowed under Michigan law to defend your parking lot. So if deer are assaulting your partner. By the way, in fact, this is very important. Julie and Ken wanted me to be sure to mention that they're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday because those are the days you go hunting and fishing or both. So I asked them if they hunt outside of the parking lot. They wouldn't answer.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. So any place we need to be focused on to we got about 2 minutes here.
Oh, I really chewed up that time there, didn't I? Well,
I was
confused on the Zooming thing, but here we're having fun. We can do haunted.
Yeah, well,
you know, people love lighthouses. There's a couple of those out there.
Right.
You want to talk about Port Huron? You want to talk about Gulliver?
I want to make sure we mention the Purple Store, and then I want to talk about anything you want. You know, that's it.
Well, let's talk about Port Huron, because that's way down by,
Right.
And Port Gratiot, that's the oldest lighthouse in Michigan, second oldest lighthouse on the Great Lakes.
Right.
And they have been having spirits in there since 1825. Now, the only reason I never get haunted. The DNR haunts me. So, but the spirits don't ever haunt me. But this place is
I've been having spirits.
Where they have had photos, recordings, and videos of hanky-panky goings-ons inside this lighthouse.
I've been enjoying spirits since the 1980s, but that's a different thing. All right, go on.
In case we don't get through all this, by the way, I'm going to give a plug to a buddy of mine, Diana Stampler. Her book, Michigan's Haunted Lighthouses, has a bunch of this stuff in it. So then there's up in Gulliver in the UP, there's a place called, people don't know how to pronounce this, I'll spell it, Seulchoix Lighthouse. How would you say that?
Seulchoix.
And that is, thank you for playing. It's actually pronounced Sechoix.
Sechoix. You know what? You know what, Ron?
I've been there for years and years. And one
hold on, stop. I take so much pity
smoker,
on you.
And people still smell cigar smoke inside this lighthouse.
I believe
did you want to join in here?
I'm taking pity on you here. I'm serious. I'm taking pity on you. Stick through the break. We got a couple of extra minutes here. And you've earned it, you know, with all your pumpkin gobbling at the Purple Store in Onaway, and all your pumpkin gobbling deer and so forth. So hold on one second.
Give me that.
Hold on.
Hold
on. Sit tight. Wait. Alex will take us to break here. You are on the Steve Gruber Show. More Ron after a moment. Why not? Bonus time for Ron.